Welcome back to Hero Talk with Talix and Trev. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trev.
Okay, so today our subject matter is going to be the nanotech in Infinity War and...
the Infinity Stones.
Okay, cool. So, I think the nanotech, we can kind of go ahead and run through it quicker, and then we'll talk about the Infinity Stones secondly. Yes. So, in the movie, what nanotech did you see?
Well, I saw the suit forming of Iron Man and Black Panther.
So are those the only two people that had nanotech?
That I can think of.
Was the Iron Spider suit nanotech?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah, I think so. I can't clearly remember, but I think it was.
I don't know. I think it was more so like a regular Iron Man suit, but it probably is nanotech. It did seem like it came out that little small backpack thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But that could just be the legs, but the rest of it could be nanotech. That could be it. Okay, so we got the Black Panther suit, which we know is nanotech, and we got the
Iron Man
suit.
And we also know that is nanotech because he actually said it in the movie.
Right. So, do we think that Star-Lord's mask is nanotech?
Yes and no.
Yes and no? You think it's more kind of like a practical thing?
Kind
of. Okay, so in your words, what do you think nanotech is?
I think it's like one of those things, like, it comes out small, like, what is this supposed to do in it?
Right, in some words, like, nanotechnology is like real, real small technology, and so it's like a little bitty small things that are kind of like, I would say like molecules or particles, they kind of run together and then build upon and then make it to a bigger thing than when they come together. So it kind of like weaves together like fabrics in your clothing to make a suit.
Okay.
All right. And so out of the three nanotechs that we said that we feel that a nanotech, which is Iron Spider, Black Panther suit, and Iron Man suit, which nanotechnology did you feel was the best?
Spider-Man.
You think Spider-Man's was best?
It's between Spider-Man and Iron Man.
Why do you say that?
Because Iron Man was the person who created it. And plus, he had a cool name for the nanotech.
Okay. I think that was a pretty cool name.
17A.
I think that my favorite nanotech was Iron Man suit. I think that Black Panther suit is probably it's probably as advanced or maybe a little bit more advanced than Iron Man suit. But I think the Iron Man suit versatility with the blasters and the repulsors had a very, 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 a lot of use. Because Black Panther was basically all close range. Like, he could do close range fighting, and then he could, you know, like, jump down with the energy shockwave. But he couldn't, like, direct no blast anywhere. So I think that that gave Iron Man suit just kind of an advantage in that area. What did you think about it?
It was okay.
It was okay?
Yeah.
Okay. So, we talked about nanotechnology. Was there any other technology within the show that you thought was cool? Because I kind of liked Falcon when he had the three drones that he was able to shoot out.
Yeah. In the other movie, he only had one.
Right, he only had one. And that was when he was talking about Civil War, right?
Yeah.
And so, he only had the one. And then, also, do you think that the Falcon had better technology or War Machine?
War Machine.
War Machine was pretty cool. He dropped a lot of bombs. Yeah, he dropped a lot of bombs in that time. Okay, so we talked about the technology. Now let's talk about the
stones.
Yes, the stones. So, which stone do you think was the coolest stone? So let me think. Let's see. We have the Reality Stone. We have the Soul Stone. We have the Mind Gem. We have the Power Stone. We have the Space Stone and the Time Stone.
Time Stone.
The Time Stone?
Yes.
Okay, so why did you like the Time Stone the best?
because in Doctor Strange, that spell, it was super duper awesome.
So he was able to kind of like rewind time and just kind of like when he was fighting. Well, we'll talk about that one more so when we go over the Doctor Strange movie. But it was kind of like where he was able to kind of like manipulate time and what made it cool. I think that was pretty cool too. And I think that was pretty cool when Doctor Strange used it, because he sat down and he was like, all right, well, I went through 14 million futures just to kind of see which one played out the best for us, right? I would say that my favorite stone was the Reality Stone. And I like the Reality Stone because you can kind of like bend reality to what you wanted it to be. So if I wanted to say, oh, you're a unicorn now, you would turn into a unicorn. Or if I wanted to say, you're a stack of French fries now, then you would turn into a stack of French fries. And I thought that that was a pretty cool thing, like when he turned Drax into like the big pile of blocks and basically turned Mantis into the, like the big, like the big thing of ribbons and stuff like that. I thought that was a pretty cool thing.
And he was like, Star-Lord's gun into bubbles.
Yes, Star-Lord's gun into bubbles. And so I think that the Reality Stone was another cool one. Now, this is a question in which a lot of people have been having. Do you think that the reason that Thanos was able to beat up the Hulk in the beginning was because he had the power gem?
Yes.
So you think that Thanos couldn't go hand to hand with the Hulk?
I think he would, but I think in the end of the fight, Thor would get so angry. Hulk would get so angry that he busts his head open.
Okay, I think that Hulk is a formidable foe, and I think that we haven't really seen the complete extent of how strong he could really be if he got really, really angry.
Well, we saw Red Hulk, and I was thinking...
Well, we haven't seen Red Hulk in the movies yet.
Yeah, not yet.
Okay, so we think that he just kind of went head-to-head, and if he would have not had the Power Stone, then he probably would not have been able to take out the Hulk with such ease, right?
Yay.
Okay. So, now, what about the mind gem? Do you think that the mind gem was anything, like when Vision was utilizing it throughout the movie?
It was useless.
It was useless for the most part?
Yes, because all it did was make his head hurt. All it did was...
Well, he was able to shoot a laser out of it, though.
Yeah, that's all.
That's all? Yes. Okay. Well, what about the space gem? Being able to kind of like transport yourself from one end of space to the other. What did you think about that one?
Doctor Strange can do that easily.
So he can already do portals with his thing, so it doesn't really matter?
Yes.
Okay, I can understand that. I can understand that.
But the way that he came out of the portal, it was...
It was awesome where he just kind of stepped through and he was kind of looking around like who wants to get beat up now?
Yes.
Now, they used they used Scarlet Witch to destroy the Mind Stone in the first place before Thanos, you know, rewinded it with the Time Stone. Do you think that Scarlet Witch is stronger than the Mind Stone, or is it similar to the Mind Stone?
Stronger, because if Thanos cannot break it with all those stones, and the Hulk can't break it, and Scarlet Witch did break it, then she's totally stronger than the Mind Stone. The Mind Stone.
Do you think that she could destroy other stones as well?
I was thinking yes. I'm not so much sure about the Power Stone.
I'm unsure as to how they interact too as well. I know that she got her powers in this continuation. She got her powers from the Soul Stone, which was a Tesseract. They used the Tesseract to give her powers, her and Quicksilver their powers in this iteration. Because in general, usually when you're talking Scarlet Witch, we're dealing with either X-Men or Inhumans or something else like that. But that's nothing.
But I have another question.
Okay.
So,
so what?
So, if can peep with peep hat since people like people in the Wakanda army, can they hold stones? Can they hold stones? Because in Guardians of the Galaxy, the stone that Star-Lord held almost ripped him apart.
So I do not think that regular humans can hold stones, but you got to remember that Star-Lord was half celestial. Like, his dad was Ego, the living planet. So that's what allowed him to be able to hold a stone for that time. And it even almost tore him apart then.
That's true.
Okay, so we talked about the stones and nanotech. Was there anything else you wanted to go over?
Yes.
What is it?
Do you think it was nanotech that caused the stones and the gauntlet to be that strong on its own for enough to just snap its fingers like this and wipe out the whole universe?
No, I think the stones themselves were able to do that, but it was the gauntlet. The gauntlet was not nanotechnology. The gauntlet was basically created at the place with Nebulaire. I can't really say it, but it was created at the place, and it was able to harness the powers of the stone. So basically, it was like being able to take all the powers of the stone and run them together so they can do something of that magnitude.
And in part two, do you think that Thanos will get so sorry for himself that he pushes the stones all together and tries to crumble them, and he made a mistake and makes a ginormous stone and then makes him so evil?
I don't think that he's going to be I think that he's remorseful for what he did when he was dealing with Gamora, but I don't think that he's remorseful for taking out half the universe. I think he thought he was right when he did that. So I think that what he's going to do is he's just going to try to sit back, and it looked like he was just chilling on his back porch enjoying himself. But I think that it's going to take the other people that did not disintegrate to make a big difference in the time coming in Infinity Stone 2, in which it might not even be called Infinity War 2, but we're waiting on Captain Marvel, in which that's going to be a very big character, but we're going to have to wait to see her movie before we really got to go into her mythos. Now, I will say this much. There was more than one Captain Marvel, and I really would like to see Monica Rambeau, but we're probably not going to see her. So, we have anything else?
Nope.
All right, then. We're signing off. This is Hero Talk with Talix and Trevor. I'm Talix.
And I'm Trevor.
And we'll see you on the same bat chime, same bat channel.